The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Lord Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, the phone lines will be open throughout the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. I want to take a moment here, and I want to encourage you folks to go into the RBN website, and if you don't do anything else, now there's a number of different articles that I've shared today that are up on the site, but one in particular that I want you to pay close attention to, and if you have time, watch the whole report, because it includes Sean with the SGT report that is talking to Attorney Todd Callender as well as Dr. Vliet. And it's encouraging news, because this entire debacle that is going on with the Swiss government, which they basically exposed Pfizer, and also the Thailand government, which is the unfortunate circumstance of having their princess that's in a coma right now from taking three of the clot shots. It looks like there may be some actual positive developments moving forward in that. And I'm going to be keeping a close eye on that, folks, because this could possibly be the, the straw that broke the camel's back here, because now we have people in high places that are taking a good, hard, long look at this, and they are reaching out to members of the legal profession to help them to expose this. So that's good news, folks. Now, on the other side of the coin, I wanted to share with you, and by the way, I want to put a shout out, a thank you to Pete Nill. Pete is, he sends me emails on a daily basis. He sends them to a number of other people, but it makes my job a lot easier to do the research and piece together these reports that I do once a week, because otherwise I'd have to be, you know, sifting around a number of different websites, and Pete pretty much does it for me. So I want to thank you, Pete, for that. And I'm going to share one of these with you, because what we've got coming up tonight, folks, is we've got the pseudo leader of this country, creepy Joe Biden, that's going to get on and make a State of the Union address. And as much as I hate to do it, I'm going to have to sit down and, you know, itemize how many lies that he tells the American people, which is our job, by the way, to educate and wake people up. Let me remind you of that. But on the flip side of the coin, they're covering their arse, if you will, because look at the big to-do they made about this Chinese weather balloon, okay? You know, they're shifting the blame. Folks, they're getting their clocks cleaned over in Ukraine right now. They've spent over $100 billion on this. They're running out of ammunition, and they've got to focus the attention someplace else. Because remember what I said early in the program, their backs are against the wall. This is a war. It's a war on not only the American people, but a war on humanity. And the core issue is it's a war to maintain control of the monetary system. And these people are so delusional, so psychotic, and so power hungry that they will stop at nothing to maintain control of that system. Because without the system, I'm talking about the monetary system, they are toast, folks. But I want to share with you an article that Pete in LA sent me, and I found it very fascinating. Goes into some depth, and I'm going to share it in its entirety. But remember, I will take phone calls during this hour. It's 512-248 8252. Feel free to call in, and I'll take a break, and I'll talk to you. But the title of this article is out of a Seeker, and it's the title is called Huge. World War III escalates as these corrupt U.S. officials seek to protect their criminal operations and their bioweapons research in Ukraine. You see, they'll go to no length. They double down, they triple down, they quadruple down. As opposed to fessing up to their criminality, they will entertain blowing up this planet to cover themselves, folks. So, as we know, the United States government continues to escalate world war with Russia, prodding the bear at every given opportunity. The latest thing is this Iran drone strike, okay, the chemical weapons that have been used by Madyar, which has been confirmed, while contributing to the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. How many millions of Ukrainians have, well, exited the country? I ran across an interesting clip by a guy by the name of the Uber Professor on YouTube. I found out an interesting snippet. When this incursion started and all these people in Ukraine were evacuating, getting out of the country by any means possible, Uber was the first company to pull out and didn't give any assistance whatsoever to the exodus being made by these people. Yet, just lately, Dara Khosrowshahi, the president of Ukraine, or president of Uber, goes over and makes a visit with Zelensky and hands him a check after the fact. I find that very interesting. But anyway, getting back to this, the Biden regime, as we know, has sent over $100 billion to Ukraine, including a variety of munitions and weapons, which, by the way, I don't know whether that included bullets, because obviously the report was they're out of bullets, with additional plans to send tanks from a number of different countries, jets, and other weapons, without any resolve at all. The going out of their way to quote, protect Ukraine, they're clearly not seeking a peace treaty or any other measure of resolve. And any negotiations have been arrogant and escalatory. And at times, the Biden regime has even threatened nuclear war with Russia while treacherously guiding NATO into world war with Russia and China. I'll take a break for that. I'll get on with this in just a moment here, but let's see. I think I've got a caller on the line. Let's go to Don in Southern California. Don, you're on with Michael. How are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Yeah, they do the chemical weapons here. After 9/11, they moved apparently they moved the hijack, the guys that ran the computer system to move the weapons into the Trade Center and whatnot. The P-Tech guys, they moved next door and immediately set up rigged their yards, and then they have a whole teams that do chemical weapons. All my friends, everybody's been attacked with them and are being attacked. And
you're talking about locally, your friends in Southern California, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, my
what kind of chemical? Go ahead.
Oh, I think it's styrene, benzene, ethylene mixture, and it's constant. You know, you put it's real tiny little, almost pinpoint sized particles of this clear gel, and it shot. You can't see it in the day. At night, it shows up on cameras and air quality monitors for VOC, and you know, hydrocarbon hydrocarbon, basically. So they bring it in, you know, they move it into a carport, bury it in their yards, tanks, and, you know, just they spend all their time developing their yards. The one guy that was the brother to the 9/11 guys that organized, my uncle's built the Building 7, they were the financiers for the seven trade tower, the 40-story one. But So they brought these Jews, you know, to next door, and apparently they were, you know, like you say, they're it's all complete impunity and insanity. You know, they started insanity, and they're bold as anything, and they took over the town. Anywhere you go, there's a you can expect a chemical weapon at least 30% of the time.
Wait, Don, which town are you speaking of?
Hemet, California, in Riverside County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You can trace them through Christopher Bolin. He traced them, the Goff family, from Boston to Hemet. And then when they moved next door, they introduced themselves as Goff, and then they changed their name to Cervantes. But I remember...
Okay,
you know,
so Don, what is the purpose? Why are they doing this in Hemet, California, and, you know, subsidiary? Why are they doing that in a specific locale? Do you know?
Don't know, really. I would say AI. I don't just... maybe we're naive that they could, you know, take over and control and expand. It's about expansion, really, I guess.
Okay, so what kind of symptoms do people endure when they are hit with this chemical concoction?
Well, the eyes, the teeth, you know, you start to go blind, basically. It eats away at the film on your eyes, and it gets into your teeth and, you know, respiratory problems. My stepfather died from it, you know, from water in the lung, and drove my mom out, and no, they killed my son. I mean, they're killing everybody, Beth.
Have you experienced this personally? You're saying they killed your son with this?
I have 100,000 hours on video of it coming over. So, and then I have the contractors that install it. Some install it in the trees. They have, like, Velcro badges. They'll go from a tree trimming and put an emitter in tree. They'll go into the garage, put a key into the wall through the drywall, up through the vents, into their chimneys. They'll bury, if they have large enough land, they'll bury tanks. They're in, you know, and that's what they're doing here.
Okay, so, hold on. You say you have video of this?
Yeah, I have, I didn't get really good with the computer, but I have three DVRs, and I have, you know, I had 10 cameras relatively up for about 4 or 5 years, you know, and
okay, is there any place this is posted online? This is posted online?
No, I haven't been able to post it online, but I have it archived. I have 20 terabytes. I don't know how.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, that's interesting to note. If there's some way that you could, you know, move that over to a posting online where people could watch it, that would be interesting. I guess, you know, the only motivation I can understand or I could surmise from this is to try to take over the town like they did in Paradise, California, when they burned all the houses to the ground? Is that what you're getting at here?
Well, this is a dry climate. It's about 1,800 feet, 1,600 to 1,800 feet. And, they moved in. Those small Jews, you know, that shoot off the chemicals at the Palestinians, those ones, they're short. But they use
They
use Mexicans. Right. But the Jews themselves that are doing it, yeah, they're pretty small. They're like a small... You'll see them. You can see them, you know, shooting those guns that, you know, the gas guns. And that's what they do here. They have gas guns. They have drones. You can be out in the country camping, and a drone will glob your tent, you know. They're after me for my 2 acres here because they're surrounding me, and it'd be the perfect spot to hide and bury tanks, you know, and run operations from this little two-acre farm. It was an organic farm.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. That's the first I've heard of this, but I thank you for that. I got to move on, Don, but thank you for the call.
Alrighty.
I appreciate that. If you could move that to someplace on a website, I would appreciate it. All right, let's go to John in Michigan. John, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, sir? Thank you for the call, Don. Yeah, John in Michigan. Go ahead. Thank you for waiting.
Michael, good to hear you on the show still. Talking about Ukraine, there are a number of reasons why we're there, correct? Do you agree?
Yes.
The bioweapon labs that seem to have gone off the radar, and also all of the child smuggling that's taking place, supposedly, and then also all the investments that our Congress critters have there, Pelosi and Romney and probably many others.
Right, that's that's why Zelensky was getting a kiss from Pelosi when he was in front of Congress begging for more money, because it's on both sides of the aisle that there's a number of these, many of these people that are in collusion with this, so they're doing everything they can do to hide it. Go ahead, John, I'm sorry.
Well, and also the money laundering, so having control over the mainstream media and being able to just fill it full of misinformation is their power. Is people, you know, I run into people and they think Putin's such a very bad person. They have no knowledge of the history. George Soros went over there, I believe, in 2014 and started this whole thing and this ball rolling to where it's at right now. And he's still operating in this country now. What's going on with that? Putting these DAs in, it probably goes back to when the Clintons got into office and they eliminated everybody in the Department of Justice and put in all their own folks, and it continued. It's continued since then. So it's very clear that we're just run by some of the biggest criminals in the world. In this country, and that the Ukraine is just another machine for money flow.
Right, and doing everything they can do to cover up, up to and including, you know, I don't put past them to, you know, they're provoking a world war. Because, you know, they always have to step it up. They always have to escalate to cover up for their crimes. And the only thing they have left to deviate us from the focus that we are now getting on their corruption, both whether it's in the Ukraine or whether it's with the clot shots, whether it's with, you know, the international community that is finding out that these shots are poison. Okay, the only thing they have to divert from that is to escalate it, which is what they're doing right now. And again, it goes down to the core issue of controlling the monetary system, because if that goes, they're gone. But yeah, and both sides of the aisle are complicit in this. How many of them? I'm not sure. But there was a report that there was a lawsuit that was filed that was thrown out of the Supreme Court that alleged that there was, out of the members of the Congress and Senate, I believe the number was 383. That out of a total of 535, so that's more than half of them.
Are what, complicit in just enabling?
Yes,
this,
they are complicit. They are complicit in one form or another of something. With, you know, that was the allegation that was brought out in a petition to the Supreme Court to hear a case. I can't remember the people's name right now, but the Supreme Court wouldn't hear it. But in that petition, it named 383 members of the administration, Congress and Senate both.
Well, it's a corporation, so like any other corporation, that you do have your bad elements that can really determine a lot of the outcome. A thought came to me as you were talking about the amount of people involved in Congress. There was a detective out of New York, I believe his name is James Bernstein, and he was exposing a lot of this pedophile and child smuggling operations back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And he was asked on a program of how many people in Congress are compromised in. I hear the music. I'll come back on that if it's okay.
Okay, I'll hold you over, John. Stay there. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come. I'll let you finish your thought when we get back, John.
Oh, Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking with John in Michigan, and we were on the subject of these critters that are being involved both on both sides of the aisle in this corruption. Go ahead, John, finish your thought.
Well, I was looking up, trying to look up that detective that retired, but he was exposing how corrupt the Congress was, or he wasn't. So much as doing that, but the question was asked of him, how many people are involved with all of this this child pedophile and running, smuggling. He said, or compromised, and he mentioned at least 80% or more of Congress, both sides. So they've got the goods on most of these people, and that's probably a very difficult thing to expose, because every time he got close to the upper echelons, it was shut down. So anyways, I just appreciate your time, and that Ukraine, people are so ignorant with the history of that. The Ashkenazis came from there. It was Khazarian area of the world before they moved west to take over the other or influence the other countries their Zionism, and we're dealing with that aspect of this too, which most people aren't even discussing. Israel isn't what it what people think it is. It's run by secular folks that have no religious interest, and they have influenced all of our cabinet and Congress. It's just the infiltration. I'm not anti-Jew or Semitic. I have some Ashkenazi in my blood, so it's just the fact that these criminals are just out to make the worst case scenario to their benefit.
All right. Well, I couldn't have said it better, John. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Folks, getting back to what I was talking about, you know, it's apparent that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, he's seeking unlimited funds for the war, and he is looking to protect the corrupt empire of the oligarchs installed by both the Bidens and the Clintons over the past 17 years, as John mentioned. I think John mentioned the Clintons. These corrupt establishment politicians will do anything they can to protect assets like the biobs, you know, to conceal their military operations in Ukraine with no regard to the lives that they destroy in the process. Way back in 2005, former Senators Barack Obama and Richard Lugar traveled to Ukraine and visited former Soviet biological and chemical weapons facilities. Now, this is according to the Washington Post. And the labs were part of a Cold War network of anti-plague stations that supplied highly lethal pathogens to Soviet bioweapons factories. And these facilities were decommissioned after the Soviet Union was dissolved. But in the 21st century, the United States was allowed to go into Ukraine and reestablish this network of biolabs. In fact, the United States and Ukraine had signed a pact clearing the way for the Ukrainian government to receive U.S. taxpayer funds to improve security at these facilities and retain the dangerous work on the pathogens of the pandemic potential. And this pact was advertised to the public as a way to prevent the spread of biological weapons. And ironically, when the labs were in the hand of the Russian scientists, they were deemed dangerous bioweapons facilities. Now, under the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Act, way back in 2005, the United States seized the Soviet labs and took possession of the dangerous bioweapons research under the pretense of destroying stockpiles of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons in Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. justifies its gain-of-function and directed evolution research on viruses around the world, and it lies about their government's involvement in that bioweapons research. Now, I'll continue with this, but let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael. I'll hold you over after the break if I need to. What's on your mind, Patrick?
I'm just saying there's nothing new under the sun. World War II, and we were, according to Major Jordan's diaries, who was in charge of logistics, said we were sending all of our B-52s and all of our aircraft as fast as we could make it over to Russia. And they had over 100 divisions on the line ready to go sweep across into Europe. It was a communist takeover,
Let me stop. Patrick, hold on. Let me stop you. You said World War II. We didn't have B-52s in World War II. We didn't have B-52 bombers in World War II. Pardon me?
Yeah, well, what do you mean you didn't have? They got stealth bombers now. The B-52s are old.
No, in World War II, in World War II, the B-52 had not been invented yet. It was a jet. We didn't have B-52 bombers.
It was our bombers and our fighters. I didn't check into that, you know, exactly what the name was.
All right, let me hold you. Patrick, let me hold you over. Hold on. We got to go to a break. I'll hold you over. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report with Patrick in Texas. Be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
They're God's finest little creatures, looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. We're on with Patrick in Texas. Now, Patrick, you were talking about us back in World War II shipping munitions to Russia. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that was Major Jordan's diary. He actually testified in front of Congress, and they were shipping all the aircraft that could possibly ship over there. They were relaying them out of Wyoming, the air bases there. And the Russians had 100 divisions on the border ready to attack. And that's why, we had to do that Barbarossa to offset that. They knew it was coming. But anyway, they were, according to Major George's diary, they were sending uranium, atomic secrets. They had treasury plates, our actual treasury plates with ink and paper. Two plane loads shipped over there within $5,000 and $10,000 of nominations. They had everything they wanted. It was just shocking what they'd done. They planned Pearl Harbor. Then we got the Vietnam War, and when JFK said, "I wanted that USS Liberty on the bottom of the ocean," and he turned all the ships back. It's the same thing, Benghazi. They've been doing this all along. They get away with it. And it's like you was wondering about. So how do they get away with all this? Their war crimes in Ukraine. Well, because they can total control of all the governments. you know, they had it with Churchill, and they had it with Roosevelt, and the actual court, absolutely Stalin. But they had total control, and in Korea, you know, the Colonel Moore, who was could speak Korean, was over there, and he tried to tell everybody that, you know, these communists were just building up huge military forces over there, and then they made the State Department was making fun of them, said, "Well, you think there's a communist behind every tree?" And so he actually went into the embassy's American embassy in Korea and North Korea, and actually pulled out all these documents. They knew perfectly well, you know, that they were staging all these weapons, and they were covering up. He had the proof. He brought it to the State Department. The State Department says, "Don't you know?" They just laughed him out. The Pentagon too. They're all, completely just being bought and paid for. It just goes on and on. You got Michael Getty says, yeah, the CIA completely runs this country. I mean, he's an NSA. And I totally agree. Gunderson said the same thing. The CIA is a central node of the deep state. And, they're in total impunity. They do whatever they want. And it's going to be, you know, the American people are going to have to evoke our right to abolish, as we see fit. You know, but of course, that's why they built up the Homeland Security and all these massive alphabet agencies under FDR. You know, they know perfectly well we're actually the ones that they're worried about. They ain't worried about Muslims. You know, what happened to all those Muslims they were talking about in 9/11? That all just fell apart. It was never about the Muslims. It was about the building of the Patriot Act and the National Defense was to build up an army against us.
Well, I appreciate that, Patrick. What you're getting to is it's all smoke and mirrors, and it has been smoke and mirrors for a long time. Yeah, and I agree with
absolutely.
You, sir. I got to run. I got to let you go. I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate your input. Let's get back to this. But you know, at this particular juncture, where we're sitting right now, folks, I mean, this Biden regime is willing to escalate war with Russia to protect these criminal operations in Ukraine. Way back in February of 2014, under the supervision of the Obama administration, the lawless land of Ukraine broke out in a civil war. The CIA and the State Department under Hillary Clinton took full control over the Ukraine government and assisted in a regime change. And Victoria Nuland, the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, testified at a U.S. Senate hearing that the Ukrainian biolabs did exist, and she was worried about the contents of the lab will fall into the hands of the Russians. Well, Nuland was the mastermind who engineered the color revolution in Ukraine during the regime changes that took place under Obama and Clinton. And then Vice President Joe Biden took advantage of the regime change and traveled to the country over 13 times. The big guy sent U.S. taxpayer funds over to Ukraine to embolden Ukrainian oligarchs. And anyone who spoke out about his kickback money laundering scheme in Ukraine was immediately fired. And the FBI and the DHS commanded big tech to censor all investigative reporting on the biolabs in Ukraine. And the U.S. involvement in a function of virology research and the truth about vaccines, because the intelligence community is clearly controlled by the same people who are profiting off the bioweapons, just like what Patrick was talking about. Okay, it's a big club and we ain't in it, folks. The same people who are profiting off the bioweapons development and the human suffering, the human trafficking, whether through predatory vaccines or diagnostic programs or through direct exploitation of populations with these enhanced pathogens, the censorship of medical treatments, or the global medical police state. Yeah, the corrupt criminal forces behind Ukrainian biolabs, they grow violently defensive when investigation is near. The darkest elements of the intelligence community and the DNC were quick to impeach President Donald Trump over a mere phone call to Ukrainian President Zelensky way back in 2019. You remember that? Because Trump was getting too close to their criminal operations. And in that call, Trump asked Zelensky to look into a matter of corruption between Joe Biden and his son, and Ukraine, which included Joe Biden publicly bragging about a prosecution that he had stopped. And Zelensky ultimately failed to take any meaningful action against the Bidens. In fact, Zelensky eventually ordered the Ukraine Ministry of Defense to destroy all those state documents that were affiliated with the U.S. biolab companies, both Metabiota and Battelle, right before the Russians marched in on their special military mission in Ukraine. Now, apparently, Vladimir Putin was also getting too close to their criminal operations. Now, Metabiota is part of the Pentagon's DRTA program and is funded by Rosemont Seneca. That's Hunter Biden, folks. And this secretive company produces biological agents under diplomatic cover at biolabs in Ukraine. And the company also sells pandemic insurance and trackers to help countries get ahead of what they are releasing to the population. And the World Health Organization also advised Ukraine to destroy all the pathogens in the biolabs, the same biolabs that the corporate media pretended did not exist. And again, it was the World Health Organization that created a global medical police state. And obviously, this globalist organization only seeks to protect the biolabs that give them power to terrorize and control the world. And in 2022, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations brought forth evidence at the UN Security Council alleging that the U.S. is operating at least 30 different biolabs in Ukraine. Remember this? This was, what, last year? Okay. Which contained enhancements on highly infectious bacteria strains, the coronavirus, the plague, anthrax. And the labs also used bats and fleas as vectors of disease spread. And the U.S. embassy in Ukraine moved quickly to scrub evidence of these biolabs from their site. And the corporate media in the United States will not divulge any of these details because it is funded by the pharmaceutical companies, i.e. Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, okay, all these companies that profit from predatory bioweapons. Thank God again to James O'Keefe, and they exposed this clown, okay, that basically spilled the beans, and now the heat's on him. But the pharmaceutical companies that profit from predatory bioweapons and vaccine development, the corporate media has gone all in for Ukraine because the very existence of the pharmaceutical industry depends on the development of bioweapons, of diagnostics, and the so-called vaccines. This corrupt establishment politicians and their pharma overlords are only trying to protect their assets in Ukraine. They don't care about the Ukrainian people. And big pharma, the corporate media, big tech, the darkest sects of the intelligence community, Zelensky, and the corrupt Ukrainian puppet government, the World Health Organization, the National Institute of Health, and other corrupt politicians connected to the Clintons, to the Bidens, and Obama are all working together to protect their assets and their criminal operations in Ukraine while profiteering from the terror and the control that it ensues. And the taxpayer funds and those tanks and munitions, which evidently the Ukraine military cannot find because they're retreating without any bullets. But these funds, these tanks, these munitions are being shipped to Ukraine by the billions to protect a corrupt empire of lies, a network of biolabs, and all the associated war crimes and the crimes against humanity that have taken place over the past two decades. And all of these, and we have to sit, folks. Well, you don't have to sit, but I'm going to, sit and watch this tonight, this State of the Union address. I'm real curious to see just how many lies this man tells. But with that, let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, you're on with Mike. What's on your mind? How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, you just said something. You just said something interesting about, and it's true. These politicians do not care about the people over in the Ukraine. And I just heard a couple of other stories yesterday or today on a couple other programs on RBN and maybe even on Alex Jones or stuff like that about how somebody mentioned that, like, hey, look, these battalions are getting decimated. They're basically just throwing these people into the meat grinder. And what it just sparked me to think about is they don't want any witnesses for any – they're going to sacrifice all of their people over there because – they don't want anybody being able to talk to anybody else after this whole thing is over, probably.
You know, what that reminds me of, Mark, it was the exit from Afghanistan. Remember all of the people that were left in Afghanistan that Biden didn't pull out? I think it's the same reason. They didn't want any witnesses. Yeah, what do you think of that? I mean, you've got a great point. Is that?
Yeah, well, you were the one that sparked it. I mean, I already heard the stories today about how, like, even some of the generals or whatever are like, why are we even committing these people to the front in these manners and like, ill-supplied? I didn't hear anything about the no bullets until you just brought it up. But then I heard some other story about, for some reason, I don't know why, it goes back into the history between Russia and Poland. But basically, they want to chew up all the Ukrainians, or whatever, and for some reason, they want to then start pulling Poland into it, but Polish, I guess, soldiers and society, they're itching for this fight. I don't know why. Maybe you can do some research on it. I don't know all the details about it.
Well, and I'm like you, Mark. I don't claim to know all the details about it because, you know, I have a limited amount of time that I sit. And again, I want to thank Pete in L.A. for sending me all this stuff because, you know, I really don't have the time to expend on deep diving like I used to have. But, you know, this whole thing boils down. I mean, if I condense this down to the core issue. And this is, you know, to me is extremely apparent that this at the bottom line is all about maintaining control of the world international currency situation, which they are losing. And it's becoming apparent with the inflation, the rise of inflation, with the BRICS Nation Agreement, all that stuff. Go ahead.
And that's what Steve Bannon was saying on the John Moore show today, is Israel is behind all this. They're going to be pulling the strings and they're going to... they're going to prop up China to be the superpower, but they want to be the finance of the world behind that superpower. And so even if it costs Russia and China to go at their throats against each other later on, even if they're friends right now, it sounds like Israel still needs to be the hidden hand that forces them to do whatever they're going to do in the future to fight it out. But Israel wants to
maintain it. Well, what you just touched on... What you just touched on, Mark, goes back several years when I interviewed many, many times Brendan O'Connell regarding the, I think at the time it was $7 trillion, the Belt and Road Initiative, which Israel was heavily involved with the Chinese and so forth. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule that out at all, because obviously what I just reported earlier in this program about, you know, the Mossad with this attack on the Iranian missile site across the street from Iran's, you know, obviously nuclear development program or whatever it was, and the United States government with all these high-level executives going into Israel just last month and this month, okay? Obviously, that's what they're doing. They're attempting to drag everybody into this and escalate this war, again, to cover up for their crimes, okay, and maintain hegemony over the world currency and the people, if you will. Anything else you want to add before I let you go, Mark? I appreciate your call, and
that's
I appreciate
fine,
your input.
Fine. All right, take care.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rick in Georgia. Rick, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, partner?
Hi, Mike. The topsoil in Ukraine... You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. The topsoil in Ukraine is about 5 feet deep. With responsible farming methods, that soil can sustain crops for a couple thousand years. Whoever controls the land and that farmland in Ukraine can either feed or starve a major portion of the world.
Interesting. Where'd you get that information from, Ray?
From an ex-USDA inspector, food inspector.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Misha Popov?
No.
Okay. He's a regular on Rents, and he said that the two most fertile places on Earth are Ukraine and the Mekong Delta.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. I mean, you know, among the other things of covering up their immense amount of crimes, but, you know, I could equate that back to all the farmlands being bought up by Bill Gates here in the United States. But, yeah, if they were going to use that land to, I don't know, you know, support and feed their own cartel, if you will, or if they were going to deny anybody from growing over there to starve the populace out, which it seems like that's what they're trying to do over here with the destroying of these meatpacking plants and the chicken factories and so forth. Okay, I mean, let's face it, they're right now trying to use food as a weapon, Rick. You can go to the grocery store and see that. Go ahead.
Yeah, the two best methods to get rid of population is disease and starvation.
Mm-hmm. And again, I want to kind of urge everybody to go in and watch the SGT report that's posted on the RBN website right now. It was Sean, because we're talking about just that. And Dr. Vliet was talking about the protein that not only is in the egg and the egg yolk, but also it has some kind of a neutralizing factor with what's in these vaccines, which would explain why they're trying to get rid of all these chickens and eggs, you know. And I experienced that at the grocery store because I eat a lot of eggs, folks. I don't eat meat, but I do eat a lot of eggs. And I probably buy 3 or 4 dozen eggs a week, and the price of eggs has tripled over the past year. So, you know, this, again, it's a war on humanity. It's a war. They're hitting us from several different directions. And I go back to 1933, House Joint Resolution 192, when they basically said that you know, the American population was enemies of the state. You know, as far as they're concerned, we're nothing more than hamsters on a wheel. We're nothing more than guinea pigs. We're nothing more than enemies of the state. That's the way they look at us. And we're basically vermin to them because they want to control the planet and just have their own little 500 million or less echelon of people that they control, and they want to fly around their jets, eat all the meat, and live in their multi-level mansions. Do you agree with that, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Well, appreciate it. I appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks for the input. You know, I mean, folks, you know, a full week before Putin sent combat troops into Ukraine, the Ukrainian army began the heavy bombardment of the area. You don't hear about this on mainstream news in East Ukraine. And it was mainly occupied by ethnic Russians. You know, I mean, the Ukrainians were bombing this. They were terrorizing the Russian people in Donbass and Lugansk a full week before Russia launched the incursion in. You don't hear a word about that in mainstream media. Okay? So, you know, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, they were located in the vicinity at the time, and they kept a record of the shelling as it took place. And while the OSCE discovered, what they discovered was that the bombardment dramatically intensified as the week went on until it reached a peak on February 19, 2022, when a total of 2,026 artillery strikes were recorded. And keep in mind, the Ukrainian army was, in fact, shelling civilian, not military, but civilian areas along the line of contact that were occupied by other Ukrainians. So, to emphasize that the officials from the OSCE were operating in their professional capacity, gathering first-hand evidence of shelling in the area, what their data shows is that Ukrainian forces were bombing and killing their own people. This has all been documented, and it has not been challenged. What does that remind you of? It's the motivator, folks. 9/11, 2,900 people died, I believe it was, in the 9/11 alleged attacks on the World Trade Center by Muslim hijackers with box cutters, killed their own people to gain support to go into Iraq and Afghanistan. Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction. What were they doing in Afghanistan?
Osama bin Laden, he escaped into the hills of Afghanistan.
No, that wasn't what it was about at all. It was about controlling the poppy fields and keeping the drug trade going. But yes, this has been going on for millennia. The only positive thing that can come out of this, folks, and this is really a good thing, is that unlike our parents and our grandparents, who were naive enough to believe the Kool-Aid that were shoved down their throat by these evil demons, we can see it. And the good news is the truth is getting out. And there are people in very high-level places starting to experience the debilitation, the illness, just like this Taiwanese princess, okay, where people in high-level official places are starting to pay attention. So we can only hope that as this thing is exposed, that these people come to trial or come to justice. In the meantime, on the other side of the coin, we're seeing all stops being pulled out to cover up the numerous crimes that they have been committed and try to create diversions to keep us, just like the magician, focusing on something else, to not pay attention to what's actually happening. Again, I want to commend James O'Keefe for that video with that, exposing that high-level official two steps down from Borla himself, that came out, let the cat out of the bag, and admitted that they are using, he didn't call it gain of function, he called it something else, same thing, okay, to develop more potent illnesses, more potent viruses, so they could develop vaccines to treat them. I mean, talk about a cash cow, right? And these people are being exposed. They were exposed last week in Davos, okay? The clips are out there. People are starting to see this, folks. And the people that are experiencing this around the world, of relatives, friends, neighbors, coworkers that are dying, and it's under sudden adult death syndrome. Nobody wants to pay attention. When I say nobody, I'm talking about the mainstream media. Wants to pay any attention whatsoever to that elephant in the room. And what's that elephant? It's the vaccine. But thankfully, with attorneys and doctors and people that are speaking out, and the word is getting out through all these alternatives, YouTube censors, but we've got BitChute, we've got Brighteon, we've got Rumble, we've got Vimeo, we've got all of these alternative sites that are telling the truth. Hopefully it's going to pay off, folks. We can only pray. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I appreciate the callers. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me tonight. We will see you same time, same station next week. And don't forget to go into naturalhealthmedicine.com, folks. Take a look at the products in there. Anything you buy helps RBN. Good night. Bye for now.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.